on the second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program, and folks, I can't think of anything more serious than this bill, because what they're doing, and remember how we got together and called and wrote and faxed to our senators and stopped the law of the sea treaty, or what was the other bill we just got stopped?
The Dream Act.
Yeah, the Dream Act, okay, the Dream Act. We haven't stopped the Law of the Sea Treaty completely yet, but the Dream Act, that can be called, folks, that can be called a crime under this bill, this thought crime bill, H.R. 1955. And so, Ernie, what we're talking about here is it's so serious because they want to close down and call it a crime for any resistance against their totalitarian treasonous acts here. And so all Americans need that are listening to our voice today need to call Monday, right, Ernie, to
yes,
their senators
absolutely.
And call tell them do not pass this horrendous unconstitutional thought crimes bill.
Absolutely. And ask that they stop this continuous attack on our civil liberties and our rights to speak out. And this is not a violation of the Constitution. We live in a constitutional republic, and we're protected under the First Amendment. And to read such draconian legislation, to me, represents treason. And
that's
I can't.
Treason.
And there were only six nay votes against this bill. And guess who they were?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Congressman Duncan, a Republican congressman from the Knoxville area of Tennessee, he cast a nay vote, and I have great respect for him. He has been one of the real leaders in America, in Congress, and understanding our Constitution. And Congressman Kucinich, although many consider left-wing and very liberal, he voted nay on this. Congressman Flake of Arizona, who from time to time I thought has been too big an advocate of illegal aliens, he cast a nay vote. But it's also very interesting that 22 congressmen did not cast a vote, including Tom Davis of Virginia, of Northern Virginia.
I see.
And Congressman Ron Paul of Texas.
Yeah.
He did not vote on the measure.
And he didn't vote on it?
He did not vote.
Ah. Huh.
Now, we don't know if he was in town or not.
Yeah, he probably was not in town, or he would have voted against it for sure.
Right, and Congressman Conyers of Detroit, who is generally thought of as a liberal, but he has been a protector of civil liberties to a certain extent, and he voted against that or fought against that measure where the Democrats and the majority leader attempted to, stifle people from calling their elected representatives. You remember there was a measure not too long ago where they wanted to make that to stop people calling into the Hill. And he said no to that and wouldn't let that get out on the floor for a vote. I don't recall all the details. Excuse me. But Congressman Conyers has done a good job in the past and is not
on
voting.
On certain issues, he's okay. He's really good on certain issues and other issues.
Right.
He's terrible on.
Right. He is terrible. Now, Congressman Robacher of California, who supports Ramos and Capion, cast a nay vote.
Good. Okay.
And Congressman Hunter did not vote on this. And I won't go through the list, but there were only 22. And what was so troubling, there were 404 yay votes, including 219 Democrats and 185 Republicans.
Wow.
Well, you have to wonder, do we have a two-party system or not?
No, we don't. No. I always like Pat Buchanan's quote that it's one bird of prey with two wings, the Republican and Democratic parties, but it's a one bird of prey attacking our constitutional system.
Right. And Jack, if I could just stay on a couple more minutes, I'd like to finish this up.
Yeah, please do, brother. Okay. We'll be right back. We need our marching orders Monday morning. We got to get on the field of battle against this, folks. This is absolutely horrendous against the First Amendment. Be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Okay, folks, welcome back to this second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program on the Great Republic Broadcasting Network. And just to give you just a little peek inside this horrendous, unconstitutional First Amendment ending bill, the Thought Crimes Bill, H.R. 1955, they call it the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorist Prevention Act of 2007. Sounds pretty evil, folks, and it is totally evil. But here's what homegrown terrorism is in the bill. The term homegrown terrorism means the use, planned use, or threatened use of force. Now, what does that mean, folks? This thing is written so broad. Of force or violence, it says, by a group or individual born, raised, or based and operating primarily within the United States or any possession of the United States to intimidate or coerce the United States government, the civilian population of the United States, or any segment thereof in furtherance of political or social objectives. Now, folks, that is written so broadly. If you go out, and not enough people are doing this, but I wish many more millions would, go out and protest in front of an abortion clinic, they could arrest you under this. It's written so broadly. And what we're doing on talk radio, talking up people getting actively involved and calling and writing their senators and congressmen could fall under this too. It's written so broadly, and we haven't even colored or covered number two, violent radicalization, and that's written just as broadly to cover anything you and I do in a protest or argument against the takeover of these treasonous scumbags of the United States and putting us under a totalitarian system. Let's go right back now to Ernie, our brother from Virginia. Ernie,
okay.
Thanks for being with us, brother. Please continue.
Okay. Thank you for that the discussion of the nebulous definition of what we're talking about here.
Wow.
And but you want to hear another doozer? In the national terrorist threat to the U.S. homeland, it concludes after that discussion about the need to address the folks that they may become alienated and they may find and connect with one another. It states, the ability to detect broader and more diverse terrorist plotting in this environment will challenge current U.S. defensive efforts and the tools we use to detect and disrupt plots. It will also require greater understanding of how suspect activities at the local level relate to strategic threat information.
Wow.
And how best to identify indicators of terrorist activity in the midst of legitimate interactions.
Unbelievable. These things are written so broadly, brother. They tend to close down the First Amendment is what they hope to do.
Well, most definitely. And what's so surprising to me is how Congressman Poe, being a formal judge, could be a co-sponsor of such such a measure. But anyhow, I think we need
to... You know he has to know. Now, he's very good on Ramos and Compion, but this is First Amendment ending legislation here, and he has to know that. Being a former judge, he knows all the legalese, and he knows when a statute is written so broadly that it is unconstitutional in just its broad writing.
Precisely, and it could be applied against anyone.
Anyone.
Of their choosing.
Obviously, it won't.
Yes, it won't be used against those in the establishment, but those who speak out and who are not connected to the elites are in trouble under this legislation.
Yeah.
And could
I wonder, Ernie, you know, with 400 and some people in the Congress voting for this, I wonder how many of them are CFR members and Trilateral Commission members. I'll bet you most of them are.
I would say a majority, but, you know, here's the problem. There is no obligation, and I've heard from time to time about the weaknesses in our disclosure process.
Uh-huh.
And every congressman, when he runs for office, we should know if they're a CFR member, Trilateralist, or Bilderberg member, or a combination thereof. And because we always see the spend and the dielectric, we know what the CFR and the Bilderberg organization wants. We saw it in the Bilderberg meeting highlights at the end of May and early June, that they want the law of the sea treaty. They want gasoline to go to the cost of $6 a gallon.
Right.
They don't want the troops out of Iraq. And if we attack Iran, it should be done with missiles and bombs, not with land-based soldiers. And so we know all of this. And they give us the heads up. And none of this is by accident when we see this legislation going forward. But they caught me by surprise because this measure wasn't discussed in the Bilderberg meeting.
Unbelievable.
Well, I know.
Unbelievable. Boy, they snuck that one through the House. Now that we know about it, we've got to rally our troops to attack them before they get it through the Senate.
That is right, because we know the president's going to sign off on this.
That's right. Absolutely.
He supported the Military Commissions Act and the Patriot Act, and he's on board with the Law of the Sea Treaty.
Yep.
And don't forget, we had the hate crime legislation not too long ago passed by the Senate, and I haven't yet. Have you seen the president veto that measure?
No. That's what I was about to tell you, brother. Yeah, he told all the Christians out there that thinks he's a good little pious Christian boy, which is absolutely a lie out of the pits of hell. But he has them convinced not to call the Senate and call the Congress so that he can veto it. And it will raise his poll numbers up when he vetoes it. Well, how come he hasn't vetoed it?
Right.
How many weeks has it been now? It's been over a month, at least, and he hasn't even vetoed it yet. So I was thinking that he was lying to his Christian support groups when he told them not to call their Congress or their senators against it, that just let him veto it so it will raise his poll numbers up. And they backed off. All the great Christian organizations backed off because they wanted their good little Christian president to have his poll numbers come up when he vetoes it. And he hasn't vetoed it, brother.
No, he hasn't. But, Jack, you know, when you think through this, maybe he doesn't need the hate crime legislation if this thing is passed.
That's right. This is hate crime legislation against you and me, against the American people. That's what this hate crime, this thought crime bill is.
Especially, and Chapman's write-up, he says, you could end up in a detention camp for espousing constitutional American ideas.
That's right. That's right. But well, that's what they hope to do. That's these red and blue lists that they have all drawn up already, and then this will help bring up hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people who are standing up and saying no to this totalitarian antichrist system they're setting up. They can pick them up under this.
Right. And, Jack, in closing, I don't want to undermine this. This is priority number one. We've got to stop this.
Yeah.
But over the weekend, there were a couple outstanding articles, one on WorldNet Daily by Henry Lamb.
Henry, great. Yeah.
Listing hard to port. He talked about the Heritage Act. That's H.R. 1483 and the undermining of the private property rights for the collective good of the community.
Right.
Congress is working on a number of bills there. So I wonder how many are really socialists and communists in both parties, since they're working so hard to continue to undermine our private property rights. Also, this Law of the Sea Treaty, I don't trust them a bit. And we seem to not see enough people stand up outside of Congressman Good and 39 or 40 other congressmen who have raised a reaction and an opposition to SPP in the North American Union.
Yeah.
That's still, to me, that's very unconstitutional. Where does the Constitution give the White House the authority to even use resources?
Destroy our sovereignty and destroy our borders.
Exactly. And now the Department of Agriculture has spent over $100 million to develop a computerized system that will identify every livestock animal at birth, its location, and its movements throughout its entire life. And yet, they have no way of identifying 12 million to 20 million, and some say 30 million illegals. And why is the emphasis on livestock as opposed to not putting it on illegal alien identification and removing them from the country?
Well, because they want to control the food.
Right.
And controlling the livestock will help them control the food. They don't want to control the illegal aliens, but they definitely want to control the food.
And and where does the Constitution authorize government to subject their sovereignty to an international body? And that's the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea. And so Henry Lamb in his write-up has a big picture view of what's going on. It's brief and it's concise, and it's available on worldnetdaily.com.
Okay.
Now, there's another great story by Andrew Wallace, a graduate of the University of Kentucky and a former Kentucky State Trooper, a Korean War veteran, and a University of Iowa assistant professor. On News with Views today, he writes, his article is titled Chain of Command for Treason. Excellent article. And his thought process, and I'm sure under this new bill, should it become law, he would be at the top of the list, because he writes, elites cause far more death and destruction than terrorists.
Yeah.
And he explains why in this wonderful, well-written article titled Chain of Command for Treason on newswithviews.com today.
Who wrote that?
Okay, this was, his name is Andrew C. Wallace.
Wallace. Is that right?
Wallace. W-A-L-L-A-C-E.
W-A-L-L-A-C-E. Okay.
Andrew Wallace.
Good. Okay, hang on, Ernie. I want you to hang with me a few more minutes here and give out the phone numbers. We got a call Monday morning so we can get going on this thing. Okay, hang on, folks. We'll be right back. We got a lot to do this week. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We're back here on the Officer Jack McLam program, and we're finishing up with Ernie, folks. But this is fantastic, Ernie, you calling in and sharing this critical information with us that they're sneaking through on us. But now that we know about it, we can get to the phones Monday morning, and we can call our senators and tell them no way, no how, that they're to vote with this H.R. 1975 bill.
It's 1955.
Which is basically an ender. It will end the First Amendment here in the country. So go right ahead, Ernie.
Jack, it's H.R. 1955.
I'm sorry.
Right, titled the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007.
Right.
This bill was originally sponsored by Representative Jane Harman of California. There are 14 co-sponsors, including, as I said before, Congressman Poe, Congressman Lingrit of California. That came as a surprise. But you can get all the names. I won't tie up the time here. But the phone number is 202. This is the toll number, 202.
Okay.
224-3121 or 225-3121. Area code 202.
Okay, give that again, brother.
Area code 202-224-3121 and area code
202-225-3121. Okay, good. Yeah,
I don't have the toll-free number in front of me, but there are a couple toll-free numbers available too, Jack.
Yeah, I'm sure the Senate wants to sneak this through too, but now that it's out, we need to ask the people listening today, our brothers and sisters out across the country, to tell their friends and relatives to phone also. Get to somebody's computer, if you don't have a computer, folks, and print down this information on this H.R. 1995. And once again, it's called the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007. It's fairly long, but I'll tell you what, you need to print it out and you need to read about it. And then you'll have this on your mind, and so will your friends and relatives, folks, when they read this horrendous bill, and they'll understand why it's so important Monday for us to call our senators and tell them that this is the destruction of the First Amendment. No protest will go forward under this bill. Right, Ernie?
Jack. And what we do need is, since it's being referred to the Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs, they need to have hearings on this. They need to have testimony from both sides, pro and con, about this.
That's
instead of just ramrodding this thing through for a vote. So Lou Dobbs...
They didn't do that. They didn't do that in the House.
Right. And it came as a total surprise to me. Unfortunately, Bob Chapman and his international forecaster brought it to my attention over the weekend.
Good. Praise God. Wow.
Well, thank you.
We're getting it out, brother. We're getting it out. I understand that John talked about it, too, on his show. I think yesterday or day before yesterday, I think John talked about it. My secretary, Carol, printed this out for me. She heard about it on John's show.
Okay.
And so, praise God, it's getting out. We need to put this out far and wide as fast as we can, because we need millions of calls to our senators to get this thing stopped.
Absolutely, and thank you, RBN, and you, Jack, for taking the time to bring this out today. And this is a priority issue. Amnesty is one thing, and the law of the Sea Treaty and the loss of our sovereignty, but we lose our First Amendment rights under this bill, so... And then we become potentially enemies of the state.
That's right.
For defending the Constitution. This is, to me, madness.
Yeah, the treasonous leaders are passing this bill so they can commit all the treason they want to against the Constitution, against the people, and we can't protest.
That's right.
Ernie, before you leave, would you give those phone numbers out again, please?
Sure. Area code 202-224-3121. Area code 202-225-3121.
Good. Praise the Lord. Thank you, brother, so much for being there for us. All America thanks you, because you're on top of these things, and we just appreciate you so much, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Lord,
God
bless you now. Take care. Okay. Bye. All right, folks. Yes. Very, very important, folks. Very, very important. Here's a good from our producer there at RBN. They've got a note here to us, folks, that you want to write this down, because it says it has all the info on all stages of this bill that we're talking about here, and it's www.govtrack.us. Okay, once again, www.govtrack.us, govtrack.us, and it says here it has all the info on all stages of the bill, so praise the Lord. Go to that before you make your phone calls and read it, folks, and it will make you so angry. You'll be spitting nickels, I'm telling you. It just makes you so angry that the treasonous leaders we have and terrorist leaders we have are passing this so we can't complain. We'll be right back with more of the program, and we have other callers on the line, so Stay tuned. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Jack McLam program here, and remember, we're sitting at our two police and military associations up here in the Great Rocky Mountains, and I want to share something with you from General Douglas MacArthur, okay, who's one of my heroes, and this is from 1951, May 15th, 1951, and as if he's talking about our society in America right now today, folks. Listen to this. It is part of the general pattern of misguided policy that our country is now geared to an military arms economy, which was bred in an artificially induced psychosis of war hysteria and nurtured upon the incessant propaganda of fear upon the people. That's exactly what's going on today, folks. We're being run by the international criminal elite who is the military arms owners of all the military arms and the corporations that produce military arms, and they want war after war after war, so they make billions and billions and billions of dollars off supplying us weaponry and bullets and all that, and equipment. So General Douglas MacArthur, 1951, said the same thing was going on there, that they were artificially inducing a psychosis among the people of war hysteria and nurtured upon the incessant propaganda of fear upon the people. So it's still going on today, folks, and it was back in 1951, evidently. All right. Another interesting thing that one of our Jewish soldiers gave us, this book, folks, called The Synagogue of Satan. And write this down. It's a very important book. One of the most important books I've ever read, because it has hundreds and hundreds of quotes here from the international criminal elite out there that are causing our destruction. Quote after quote after quote here. Hundreds and hundreds of quote in the book The Synagogue of Satan by Hitchcock, Andrew Hitchcock, Hitchcock. You can pull that up on the web, I'll bet you, and order that book. I'm looking at our copy right here. Andrew Hitchcock works in the financial services sector in London, England. Previously, he engaged in university studies and also served for 4 years on the police force. His experience in these areas convinced him of a need to investigate and expose the men and organizations driving the world towards a final horrific catastrophe. Called this Antichrist New World Order, folks, world government system. But quote after quote after quote here, and one of them, hundreds of them intrigue me, the quotes, because they're right out of the lips and mouths of these international criminals that control the world. But here, remember we brought you Jack Bernstein's book here, The Life of an American Jew in Marxist Racist Israel, when Jack Bernstein left America to go help the state of Israel be set up, and he went over there and made the error of marrying a blood Jew, a real Jew, not an Ashkenazi, Khazar Jew, Gentile, like we're moving over there. But he actually married a real Sephardic Jew, a blood Jew, female, who had lived in the Holy Land her whole life and grew up there. And his world fell apart when he married that Sephardic Jew, because they are treated as second-class citizens by the Ashkenazi Khazar Zionists, who are actually Gentiles that call themselves Jews over there, okay? And they hate the Jews. They hate the real-blood Jews and treat them like second-class citizens over there. They can't get government jobs. They can't get government housing. It's really bad, and Jack Bernstein talks about it in his book, The Life of an American Jew in Marxist Racist Israel. But others too have written about this. I have other books here that our Jewish soldiers and police officers have given us so that we Gentiles know what's really going on. But, you know, for years now, the wonderful Jews who write on the websites, the rabbis, the Jewish rabbis that write on the website like JewsAgainstZionism.com and JewsNotZionist.org have written about how the Israeli leadership is hate Jews, and they are not Jews. They are these Ashkenazi Gentiles calling themselves Jews from Eastern Europe, and they set up the Jewish state, or the Zionist state, I should say. It's not a Jewish state. It's a Zionist Gentile state there in Israel in 1948 as a phony return of the Jews. And they write about these things and how Israel is a illegal state, right, at JewsAgainstZionism.com. But here in this book, very important book called The Synagogue of Satan, where you have hundreds and hundreds of these quotes, here's one very interesting. And it's the same thing that's going on in America today and in England. Remember, we tell you we have the evidence to prove at 7-7 in London, the trains that were blown up there and buses were blown up by their own government, and they blamed them on the Arabs. And 9-11 was blown up here in America, and they blamed it on the Arabs. Well, here are the Zionist Gentiles that call themselves Jews over there. Prime Minister Yitzhak Shamir is one of those Ashkenazi Gentiles that called himself a Jew. But here's a quote. It says, Israeli false flag operations. The same thing happened on 9/11 here where our government blew us up and blamed it on the Arabs. But here it says, the tactic is explained in the book Prophets of War, which is written by an intelligence advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Shamir. And the guy that wrote the book Prophets of War is named Ari Ben Menashe, M-E-N-A-S-H-E. And he explains in there, in his book Prophets of War, how the Israeli intelligence, the Zionist Gentile Israeli intelligence, had been funding the Palestinian terrorist groups and encouraging them to carry out attacks on Israeli Jewish targets in order to make the world, especially America, sympathetic to Israel and the Jews, and to hate the Palestinians and the Arabs. Isn't that interesting, folks? Sometime back, and I don't see a date here now, but this book is just full of these quotes. But in Prophets of War, written by Ari, A-R-I, and the last name is Ben-Menashe, he explains how the Palestinians are actually funded by the Palestinian terrorist groups, are encouraged and funded by the Zionists who run Israel. And they pay them to blow up Israeli Jews so that they can get sympathy from America and for Israel and the Jews, and to cause us to hate the Palestinians and the Arabs. Well, folks, this is the same thing that Bush is doing over in Iraq right now, and has been for a number of years now, because these international criminals calling themselves mercenaries, these private contractors, are dressing up as Sunnis, and this has come to us through our intelligence officers in the military. They dress up as Sunnis and go blow up the Shiites, and then they dress as Shiites and go blow up the Sunnis to cause the civil war and to make the American people and the world's people think that the Arabs are absolutely insane animals. Well, I shouldn't say animals, because no animal would be that mean and nasty and murderous, but are just evil people that blow up their own. And this is not going on, folks. This is not going on. We've heard and been told that the international criminals dressed up as private contractors over there, these mercenaries, are being paid $100,000 a year to dress up as Sunnis and blow up Shiite mosques and Shiite neighborhoods and supermarkets, and if they even have supermarkets over there, but marketplaces where they can kill 100 Sunnis at a time or Shiites at a time, and then they go dress up as the others and go blow up the Shiite or Sunni areas. So this thing, folks, of these false flag operations to make you and I mentally turn a certain way, psychologically turn a certain way against certain individuals like the Palestinians or like the Arabs, is being done on purpose, okay? And so just don't forget that. All of this is on purpose. We're being controlled. We're being psychologically manipulated all the time. Folks, if you'd like to call in today, call in on this number. Let me get it here for you real quick. I have other callers we're going to go to in just a minute here. But if you'd like to call in today, call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And I want to thank our Jewish brothers and sisters, wonderful patriot Americans who are Jewish, that give us this material here. I'm an old Irish cop and a Vietnam veteran, And I wouldn't have this information, much of it, if it wasn't for our very good patriot Jews in both law enforcement and the military that gives us this material here. So anyway, thank you, brothers and sisters out there, for sharing this information with us to prove that we're under a psychological manipulation all the time here in the USA, as are the Jewish people in Israel, as the Palestinians are being paid big bucks and given explosives to go over and blow up true Jews there in Israel to get the sympathy and cause the hatred of the Arab people and the Palestinian people by the rest of the world. Okay, let's go to Bruce in Illinois. Brother Bruce, welcome back.
Yeah, Jack. You know, when you were talking with Ernie, you guys bring up a very important bit of information.
Yeah.
You know, we've got this national animal ID thing that they're trying to ram down our throats.
Uh-huh, true.
And, excuse me, I was on hold so long I got a throat, or a tickle in my throat.
Okay, sorry
about that. Anyhow, you know, if they get control of the food supply, they're going to get control of us, and it's going to make change extremely difficult in this country.
Oh, you
now,
said
I know that Monday we've all got some phone calls to make, but I'm also going to propose this, Jack, and I think this is something that's very serious that we need to take to heart.
Okay.
You know, we've got these groups out here that are supporting things like National Animal ID, and they're also supporting keeping the borders open.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And what I propose is this. You know, the Farm Bureau supports both keeping the borders open and these ridiculous amnesty programs, and they also support this National Animal ID.
Right.
What I'm proposing is this. You know, money talks in two ways. It talks when you give it, and it talks when you take it away. Now, you and I, we don't have the money to go to Washington and buy influence. But
yeah,
as individuals and with the people in your audience, we have the power and the tool of a boycott to make a tremendous change. And what I'm proposing is that we boycott the Farm Bureau. Quit buying insurance from them, just quit doing business, and we spread the word. We call other talk radio shows, and we spread the word. Letters, letters to the editors, whatever it takes.
Yeah.
But we get this information out, because if we can put the squeeze on Farm Bureau, then the people in Washington are going to realize that, you know, us dumb people out here, we're just not calling Senate or the House. We're also calling and going to take action against the very groups and the companies that are out here pushing this nonsense.
Yeah.
Now, you know, gun owners done that to Smith & Wesson, and they done it to Kmart on a boycott. And right now, Bank of America is in financial difficulties because enough people have took to quit doing business with them over illegal immigration that now they're starting to hurt the profits of a Bank of America.
Good deal.
So what
Great.
I'm thinking that we need to do, Jack, is this. We need to get on the radio shows. We need to spread the word. Boycott the Farm Bureau. But I also think we should call our local Farm Bureau offices and tell them we don't want national animal ID because we don't want control of the food supply.
Right.
You know, we want our freedom. And we don't care whether it's voluntary, we don't care if it's mandatory, we want no program. But I also think we need to call Washington, D.C. at the National Farm Bureau Federation and let them know that we're just basically going to start boycotting the Farm Bureau. Now, their number is 202-406-3600.
3600. Give it one more time.
Okay, it's 202-406-3600.
Yeah.
Now, Jack, there's a piece of hidden information in this National Animal ID that Derry Brownfield has brung out, and that story's up at newswithviews.com. And when you get a premises number for your farm or your ranch, if you've got whether it's a few chickens or rabbits or whatever the livestock is, when you get a premises number under international law, you are defining your property as a property in conveyance. That means your property is no more defined than a lease property. You're nothing more than a leaseholder on your own property.
Wow. My goodness. Is that so? Wow.
Yes. Derry Brownfield brung this out. It's in a story called Our Land Collateral for the National Debt, and it's up at newswithviews.com. And that's a very, very powerful, very, very sneaky backdoor deal to basically steal our ground and steal our property and our farms and use it for other as collateral for the national debt, like they do these public lands and these world biosphere programs.
Yeah.
But Jack, like I said, I think we've got to ratchet this up because 1955 is a serious bill.
Yes.
Even as bad as all of these hate crime bills and stuff are, when they control the food, it's going to be real hard to get people to get on the phone and to make phone calls. And that's why I say we need to send the message not to, only to Washington, but to the people that support it. And by and by boycotting the Farm Bureau, we're going to basically put the squeeze on two issues, national animal ID and on our border issues, which are both very serious and very critical issues. So, Jack, I'm encouraging everybody to call 202-406-3600 and send the message to the Farm Bureau that we're just going to start boycotting them. We're going to start sending the message, quit buying insurance with them, because the Farm Bureau is nothing but a big insurance company anyhow. And it would, and I've already quit the Farm Bureau.
Yeah.
You know, so I've already taken action. I
Are
was
you a
farm
farmer,
bureau.
Brother? Are
yes,
you a
I
farmer?
Am.
Okay.
Hey, Jack,
hey,
I appreciate it.
Can you hold on for a
yes,
minute?
Yes, I will. Yes,
hold
I'll
on there.
Jack.
I'll be right back with you, brother, because this is critical what you're talking about here, and I want to discuss it a little more with you. Hang on there. Get your pencils and papers, folks, if you don't already have them, because this is so critical. Controlling of the food is what they're trying to do at this time by controlling all the animals out there, too. We'll be right back.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Coming back. back quick here because we've got another caller on the line, Ron. But, Bruce, I wanted to give you this information. I hope you have a pencil and paper there.
Yeah, go ahead, Jack.
Get a hold of Michigan cattle farmer Greg Neuendorp, and just call him Greg and call him at this number, 231, area code, 536-7956. Once again, 231, area code, 536-7956. Now, he's being attacked right now by the Michigan Department of Agriculture that wants to come in and do a very dangerous experimental TB herd testing program on his cattle and also put RFID chips in the ears of his cattle, and he's resisting. Now, luckily, his sheriff, George Lassiter, is working with him, and George Lassiter told the Michigan Department of Agriculture to go get a warrant to go on his property, and they're going to do that. But Sheriff Lassiter told our farmer, Greg, that he was going to give him 72 hours before serving him the warrant on his land so he would have 3 days to notify supporters to assemble at the property and try to stop this from happening. So anyway, if you would call him, I'd appreciate it, brother. He would love to hear from you. He's under I hope this hasn't already happened, but talk to him about it, and you can give him some support, and I'm sure he'd like to support you in what you're talking about.
Okay, well, Jack, I think that's already happened to him.
Oh, has it?
But here's something that people need to understand.
Oh, okay.
Those RFID chips,
yeah.
Whether those chips are implanted directly into the animal or whether those chips are planted in an ear tag that is then attached to the ear of the animal,
right. Uh-huh.
There is a 1 to 10% chance that those chips will cause cancer in the animals.
I've heard that.
So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Even if all of this is a voluntary program, but we use the chips.
Yes.
See, in breeding stock and dairy herds and swine herds, when you have breeding stock, those animals are in the herd for anywhere from 2 to 15 years, depending on what it is.
Right.
So what happens is, you know, it looks like if the chips are in the animal for just a few months, it may not really cause a problem. But if those animals are in the chips more than a couple of years, then you literally increase risk of cancer becomes exponential. You know, it grows based on the amount of time.
Yeah,
but
I've read a report on that, Bruce.
Yes, but this is why we need to stop the Farm Bureau support of this, because, you know, they're basically going to give our breeding stock, which is the seed stock, the foundation stock for our food supply, we're at risk of giving it cancer. We're at risk of having our property redefined as a lease property. Plus, by boycotting the Farm Bureau, we can actually affect some of these border issues.
Okay, listen, Bruce, I got to run, brother.
Well, thanks a lot, Jack.
Listen, God bless you. Thanks for being a fighter and on the field of battle against these brutes. Thanks,
Bruce. Well, RBN's the only station that can do this. So.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
thanks,
Bruce. Bye-bye.
Folks, your senators, call tomorrow morning. Here's the toll-free number given to us by Leslie. 877-851-6437. Ernie gave you the toll numbers, but this is the toll-free. 877-851-6437. Let's go real quick to Ron in Oklahoma. Ron in Oklahoma, I think we're just about out of time. Well, I hear the music, Ron. I tried, Ron. I tried to get you in there, brother. But we're out of time. Lord bless you, Ron. And thanks for our callers today. And, Ron, I'll have to catch you next week. Hang on to that thought. We'd love to have you on, and we'll have you on next week. God bless you. Okay, folks, it's over for this weekend once again. I am going to jump on the phone Monday morning, and I hope all of you do, too, to our senators, and tell them absolutely not the H.R. 1955 thought crime bill. We'll be God bless all of you. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you. With